It is the Friday Show. It's Neil Atkinson, joined by Chris Barber, Jim Johnson, and Mo Stewart. We're going to have Pete Selby and Alex Hurst on the Dog and Bone. But we will start off with Leicester versus Chelsea, and fuck it, let's just do Pete first. Giddy up.
And it is John Gibbons with Pete Selby. And Pete, it's a big game. First up, after the international break, which never feels great, but same for both sides, I guess. But 12:30 game against the top of the league, Chelsea. How are you feeling about it?
Well, yeah, 12:30 game at home again at the King Power versus a big club in the Premier League. It should be a really good game. But then again, that's exactly what we said when we played Arsenal recently. And they never started the game, really. They finished the second half fine. But it was a really poor start. And that's going to be absolutely key against Chelsea. So, yeah, looking forward to getting back to it. But it's a slight trepidation, really. Normally at Leicester, when you're playing against one of the big boys at home, you're looking forward to it. But to be perfectly honest, there's plenty of question marks around the team at the moment, especially when you're playing Chelsea. After this game, there's a nice run of fixtures, but I do worry for them in this particular match.
How have you international breaked Leicester? I saw there was maybe an injury for Tielemans at Belgium. Do you keep a close eye on sort of what people are up to and how has it seemingly gone?
Oh, yeah. Yuri Tielemans was out. He basically had a calf strain, so more than likely he won't play. That was against Leeds. So he wasn't really with the Belgium squad. Right. Timothy Cassagna played. A number of other players played. The goalkeeper for Ward at Wales, for example. But also, Johnny Evans had a fantastic game. He played two matches, and because of his injury record this season, it's not great when you see a player like him play two full games, but he was exceptional against Italy. And hopefully come out of the game absolutely fine. So overall, a rather uneventful, really, international period, mainly because of the lack of players being called up. Okay, there's one or two with injuries, but maybe that's just a sign of the way Leicester have gone this season when you don't have the players like, say, Harvey Barnes and, say, James Maddison not in the England squad against two very weak sides. And then you see the likes of Gallagher and also Smith Rowe then playing for England, and maybe they're just watching from the new training ground at Seagrave in Leicester going, well, hang on, that was us 18 months ago. And I think it's maybe just you could maybe incorporate what Leicester have been doing this season by the fact that they're not in the England squad.